Global Group on the World Show with Nikki B.
Yes, right now we are joined by someone who truly is an expert in global grooves. Andy Compton, welcome to the World Show.
Thank you, Nikki.
It's been so long.
It's been too long.
Yes, I think you've been so every time you come to South Africa, you've been busy performing on Sundays.
Yeah, so it's been hard.
Yes, to kind of connect, but I'm so pleased you came today.
Yeah, same here.
Yes, you've just arrived in the country, your second home.
Yep.
Can I call it that?
You might as well.
But great to have you here, Andy. You know, it's been so long since you were on the show, and I thought let's go back a little bit in time and just, you know, come, because you, I mean, when I look at your career, you started in the 90s.
Yeah, I'm celebrating 30 years since our first release, which was in 1995. That's a Space Funk EP.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, when you say that, people don't actually realize what it meant to first release in the 90s.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Nowadays, I'm sure it's a whole nother ball game. But those days, what was it like when you started releasing?
Yeah, well, there was no internet, basically. So we were just inspired by music from Chicago and stuff like that. A friend of mine had just moved back from the Midlands at the same time as I had, and we connected. I was in a metal band, and I'd kind of converted into rave music. He was in a reggae band, and we just started to jam house music, but we were musicians, so we weren't using samples and stuff like that. We were using like a multi-tracker.
Yes.
And we just started making music, and before you know it, people started liking it, but we didn't actually know where it was going to around the world. We just, because there was no internet, and
yes,
we were just the rules. There was no
names. You were making live house music.
Yeah, like jazzy kind of
house
music,
yes,
or whatever we were feeling, really.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And I mean, what a difference. Like, as you said, there was no internet. I remember starting on air, and there was no internet, there was no emails, you know,
yeah,
a similar kind of thing. But so in those days, compared to these days,
oh, it's completely different now. You've got to be Instagram, you've got to have an online personality. It must be really hard nowadays for newcomers, I think.
Yes.
Because you can be really talented but miss out on all that, you know. You might be a bit shy.
Yes.
And that means you won't get the exposure that you deserve, you know.
Yeah, you're too busy working in the studio than posting on Instagram.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm lucky because I got the headway done before all of that, so people know about the group.
Yes.
We did a lot of releases, a lot of EPs, and yeah, I guess people know the music, so I don't have to go down that route anymore, although I still have to do an online presence, you know.
Yes, but I'm thinking even in terms of making the music, what you had to do in those days to actually make a song,
oh, yeah,
as opposed to sitting in your little home studio or whatever.
Yeah, there was no plugins and stuff like that. We
yes,
used to, like I said, we had a multi-tracker, we had a Juno 106, I bought a tone module, we had an Atari ST, which had no, you know, you couldn't record audio, it was just a sequencer.
Yes.
That was linked to the four-track tape machine.
Yes.
Oh, crazy days.
Crazy days. And you know, and then you went on and eventually you started Ping your record
yeah,
label.
Yeah, that started in 99, so it's now 26 years old this year.
And again, Andy, that's like, people today don't realize what it meant to start an independent label.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know, and how did people access your music?
It was all on vinyl.
Yes.
Yeah, we weren't even doing CDs until, I think our first CD came out in 99, actually.
Yeah.
So, we just released loads of vinyl. There's loads of stuff. I mean, people are hounding me all the time for it now.
Well, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to ask you, how many albums have you released?
The one that came out a week last Friday is the 57th album. 57th album. I've recently started a massive
sure,
archiving project as well, because I was a friend told me to back up my DAT cassettes.
Yes.
And I've got like 150 DAT cassettes with between 94 and 2007. Each cassette has about 15-20 songs on it, so it comes to about 1500 unreleased songs.
Sure.
So my friend was saying that they're going to deteriorate because of the chemicals in the tape, so
yes,
I spent like 3 months just backing them up as one big long file kind of thing. And now I'm going through each one each year, compiling albums from each year.
So you're going to be releasing that
stuff?
Yeah,
yeah. So
it's going to be fantastic.
We're going to be putting it out on Bandcamp for subscribers first, so they
yes,
get 6 months. If you're, I don't know if you've heard of Bandcamp subscriptions.
Of course, yes.
So, basically, it's £8 a month. You get a load of back catalogue straight away, like about 10 albums, yes. And then every exclusive album that comes out and all the normal releases as well. So we've got a few, you know, it's a bit slow, but we've got yes. a few subscribers coming, and they get exclusive. There's one album that's just come out. There's another one coming out in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And it's just stuff from 94.
And that's like 160 Rand a month or 200 Rand a month kind of
like
thing.
That.
Yeah,
something like that. So yes. I've just done two albums from 1994 to 1995, and they sound good. Listening
yeah, well,
back.
This is what I was going to say to you. What do you feel when you
well,
hear
they've
that?
Got a feeling. They've got a yes. deep house feeling, and it sounds good. It's crusty, and it's, yes. you know, it's rough around the edges, yes. but...
But there's a beauty in that old school
there
sound
is,
as
there
well,
is, definitely,
you know.
Definitely, yeah. It's fluffy and nice. Yeah.
So just explain, if people want to go and access this, they go to Bandcamp.
Yeah. And on the front page, there's a heading that says subscriptions. You just click on there.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you get access to all the stuff, you know. And you can cancel whenever you want, you know.
Yes.
It's up to people. I mean, I just think it was a guy in Seattle called C.Y. Lee, who's basically executive producer for the whole project. And he suggested doing this because he really wants the label table to have, you know what it's like nowadays with Spotify and stuff like that.
Yes.
It's nice to have a fixed income to keep the label going. In
and
the studio, I've got a nice studio space in Bristol now as well, and you know there's a lot of hard work behind it also.
Yes.
He's like, you know, let's get this music out and keep it all going, you know.
No, I absolutely agree. And especially, Andy, with a career like yours, I mean, going all the way back, it's important to actually make sure that archive is kept
exactly.
is made accessible.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. And it's bringing back so many memories. Yeah, I'm getting goosebumps all over listening to these tracks, you know,
yes.
and remembering the days and all the times, you know. But yes, it's been quite a project.
So now, when you speak, what was it, 57 albums? You said
57 albums,
57
yeah, and about
albums.
Over 200 EPs.
Yeah.
And I don't know, a couple of hundred remixes. I don't know how many.
Yes.
It's a lot of stuff, basically.
Do you sleep?
I don't sleep that much, to be honest. I struggle.
But now, of those, some of them are Andy Compton albums, some of them are the Rurals.
Exactly, and also I have a project called Compton, which was more of a soul thing and a bit of a disco boogie thing. And then there's a Sweat and One Steps that I did with Bongani that you were saying
yes.
earlier, with Shamrock.
Yes, and I see you're still working quite a lot with Shamrock as well.
Yeah, we did an album. He came and stayed in England a couple of years ago. We did an album at my
beautiful
studio.
Album.
Yeah,
yes.
Excellent. It was really good,
yes.
definitely. We do a lot of music together. He's like,
and
know.
He sometimes does a remix for you.
Yeah, he does remixes
yes.
and stuff. Yeah, we're tight.
Yes. So now, what is the difference? If somebody didn't know your work, what is the difference between Andy Compton and the Rurals?
To be honest, it's all me. So it's always going to have soul in it.
Yes.
And for a while I was doing stuff as Andy Compton because my ex-wife was the singer for the Rurals, and it was a bit, you know,
yes.
for a few years I didn't know whether to keep on going as the Rurals or whatever, but it's all the same players and stuff. It's
yes.
all the same, well, basically the musicians that who are on the albums. There's no fixed musicians in the Rurals. It's me and
it's
whoever I invite into
whatever flavor you want.
Exactly. There's a guy called Pete Morris who I've been doing it with for years, but he sometimes disappears for a little while and then comes back, and you know, he's like one of the founders, me and him. But there's been maybe 20-30 people involved, you know, at
yes.
least.
Amazing. And in fact, I'm thinking now as you're talking, it was the Rurals that I first played on the World Show. I didn't know who Andy Compton was.
Yeah, this is
you
a
know,
thing
there
as
was
well.
No internet.
Yeah, and there was no names on the records. When
yes.
I first turned up in LA to do my first American gig in 2000, when I landed at the airport, the guys were like, you're white. I was like, there's no pictures of us or anything. We're just making soul music, you know?
Yes.
And I guess when you're making black music, it doesn't matter really what colour your skin is,
yes.
as long as it's coming from the soul, right?
Absolutely. And I think I first came across the Rurals on it was either DJ Mix CDs.
Yeah, House Africa.
Or House Africa.
Yeah, that was our first lucky
break. But I
break,
think there were some others, compilation type CDs as well.
Yeah.
And that's where
we've
been
on hundreds of compilations.
Yes.
But House Africa were the big one. Also, Soul Candy licensed a lot of stuff. But I think it all they were getting imported to the House Africa record shop and a few other record shops as well. And I didn't even know South Africa had a house scene. I was really shocked when Tim White got hold of me. You know? I was like, wow.
And you've got a fan base and it's definitely grown.
Yeah, I'm blessed. Honestly, it's so amazing in South Africa. The love I get here is, words can't even communicate it. It's like just the last couple of nights, you know, the people are just so amazing, singing along to the songs and I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
Well, I've got to take that moment to ask you, you've got a few things coming up. Yeah. Tell us what you're doing this time around.
Well, I've just done some gigs this last weekend. I did one in Secunda last night, played at Noko Resort in Polokwane. And tomorrow night, I'm playing at the Gentleman's Hangout in Alex that's Monday night. And then Friday, I've got a gig. I'm just confirming it now. So if you look on my Instagram and stuff like that, that'll be confirmed in the next day or so. Saturday, Babel in Menlyn. Pretoria. Yes. And then we're doing a big gig on Sunday at Mia Culpa in Sandton. That's the 30 years of the Rurals special party that we're doing in conjunction with a food company called Like. So I've got in like Shamrock, Bongani, and some of my favourite Peng DJs and stuff like that. So that's going to be a big one. It's basically 100 rand to get in and you get a free food voucher. So
well, I've got to ask you about that because I thought I'm not letting you get away without us talking about this. You've spoken about it being vegan food, and I know you've always, as long as I know you, you've been vegan.
Yeah, I've been vegan for a long time. Yes. Well, since 2009 and then veggie for a long time before that. But yeah, it's plant-based. We're calling it plant-based in South Africa because the vegan thing is, I'm not going to push anything on anyone. I just want people to try nice food that's good for the environment and healthy, basically.
Well, I suppose I've got an agenda in asking you because as I've told you, I've also been predominantly vegan for 40 years or something, what I have to ask you, what do you think are the benefits of eating more plant-based food?
Well, it's a healthier diet. I mean, plant-based food can just, I mean, you could just eat chips and junk food, you know, still, but if you're going for a whole-based diet, that's a really healthy diet, and you know, it makes your skin better, you know, it makes you feel better, you get more energy.
And again, Andy, I'm looking at you with a career of 30 years or more, and sitting here, you look like a spring chicken. I just look as young as ever.
Well, it's funny, actually, because last year, on my 50th birthday, I released my 50th album. On my 50th birthday, and now I'm 51. I've actually managed to do a few more albums and stuff. But yeah, back to the whole vegan thing. I mean, I grew up on a farm, so obviously I ate meat every single day.
Yes.
It was a bit of a shift, you know. You know what it's like, the whole industrial farming, all that stuff, the way the animals get treated.
What made you become
big
vegetarian?
Time. You know, the things like, you know, baby calves get killed if they're boys straight away at birth. The cows cry for days for the babies. We're all mammals, aren't we? We're all animals. So, you know, that's my feelings about it, you know. But my mission here is to basically be pushing good, healthy food, yummy food for people and get them into it. You know, if people have a plant-based one day a week, you know, that will in turn help the environment, help the animals.
Significantly.
Yeah, exactly. So I know it's going to be small steps, but I'll do what I can. It's one of my missions as well as music, you know.
Well, as I said, I'm also one of those, if you cook meat in my house, it's fine as long as you wash the dishes. But I had to speak about it because it's something that I'm also quite passionate about.
Excellent.
Start including more plant-based food in your diet. You will see the difference.
Yeah, definitely.
But now we're celebrating this album, as you said. Are you going to be playing some of it for us?
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us about the name of the album and the theme behind it.
It's called Time Keeps Passing On, and there's a song that I released a while ago called Time Keeps Passing with a singer from Louisiana, and that's featured on this album, and I just thought, that's a great name since it's, you know, time is passing on all the time, and it's got a picture of a tree down by the sea right by my house, which is like a windswept tree.
Yes.
And I don't know, every album's like a chapter of my life, so it's just how I was feeling at the time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think let's do the mix and then we'll have another chat when we come back on the other
side.
Yes, this is The World Show. I'm with Andy Compton. You might know him as Andy Compton, or you might also know him as The Rurals. But of course, he is going to be sharing with us a very special mix on The World Show.
Global Groove on The World Show with Nikki B.
Let me move my body to the groove.
Sitting under the maruda tree, overlooking the horizon, with sun rays blazing through the leaves onto my skin. My pulse races as sweat drips down my back. I'm still sane thanks to the southwestern breeze, but damn, it's hot in Africa. And a mirage appears at a distance, with hazy eyes to catch a glimpse. Fighting Mother Nature's intentions to keep me grounded, I lift my head slightly and match the landscape. Come on. I draw strength from the final drops of water that flows out of the streams of the great African river. Eyes wide open, I am focused on the blurry distance. And I ask myself, is this for real? Or is my mind contemplating and playing tricks with my eyes? The mirage draws closer and suddenly an image appears. Yeah. My gosh, my gosh. It's hot in Africa. Yeah. Come on.
in Africa, in Africa.
Five, nine. I've got to say yay. Yay, Andy Compton in the house, keeping it soulful, keeping it the rurals.
Yeah.
Keeping it Andy Compton. Thank you, Andy. What a beautiful mix.
There've
been so many comments. I don't even have time. We'll have to look on social media and respond.
Excellent.
So much love coming through.
Excellent.
So that was an older track, that one you ended with.
That was, yeah, it was a track I made with Magic Soul in 2010 before I even came to South Africa.
Yes.
It
oh, was, really?
Yeah, we called it Hot in Africa because we were jamming. My friend plays some African drums and stuff, and we're like, and the crickets were outside the window, so I put the mic outside. All of a sudden, it sounded like Africa, so I was like,
yes.
It was actually England, and it wasn't that hot, but anyway.
Yes. Well, I noticed when you arrived and you sent me a message to say I've arrived, you said, it's hot in Africa.
It is. Yes. Yeah, it always is.
And it seems like that's the theme of tonight, because our next guest also wrote a song about being hot in Africa.
Ace. I can't wait to hear it.
Yes. But tell us a bit more. You also played that Detroit sound, Detroit to Bristol.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was in Detroit for a couple of days, and it's always been a dream of mine to make some music in Detroit with some like the legends there.
Yes.
So I managed to hook up with this guy called Malik. He's a singer and keyboard player, and Javant, who's a really good producer over there. And it was the hottest day ever. It was hot in Detroit.
Yes.
We made a track in like 3 hours.
Yes.
And that came out on a label in Detroit as well. So that was like a tick off my box there. You know, my dream kind of production.
Yeah, it had that very Detroit feel.
Yeah, definitely, yes, a bit Amphibia kind of vibe, yes, and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that was
and
a dream.
And I
like
the way what you called the album.
Yeah,
Detroit to Bristol.
Yeah, that's what they called it. That's what they called it. Yeah.
Yes. And before that, tell us a few of the songs that you played there.
There was a few songs from the new album that just came out a week last Friday, and a couple of tracks from that album before that, Reflections, and possibly another song from something here and there.
Well, as you know, I will always post the playlist, so
brilliant,
you can have access to the songs. I mean, the people who are listening.
Excellent.
Yes. Thank you, Andy. Remind us once again, I think this gig next Sunday is going to be something so special.
30 Years of the Rurals at Mia Culpa in Sandton, from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. And yeah, it's going to be a big one. I'm going to play an extended Rurals, all Rurals set vinyl.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good crowd in there as well, for sure.
Yes.
And when you come, you get a ticket to get free food as well. So it's a no-brainer, really. Just come down, enjoy the vibes. It's going to be amazing.
I think I better come after my show.
Definitely. With Like Foods are sponsoring it as well. No, the food's going to be lush.
Yes, beautiful.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for coming to the World Show and for treating us to a guest mix.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, it's my absolute pleasure, and we'll have to make it more of a regular occurrence.
We will, because I think last time was like 6 years ago, isn't it?
Because the last few times, either I've been out of town, or you've had a gig, or you've been out of Joburg. So
when the stars align, it's the right time, isn't it?
Absolutely. And also in time for the new album, Time Keeps Passing On.
Yeah.
And you opened with a couple of those tracks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Brilliant. And I'm definitely going to be playing that on the World Show.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Thank you for joining us. I'm Nikki B. This is the World Show. And our next guest is in the house. But before I chat to Kamazu, I'm so excited. This is a legendary. I'm going to play a track from a man that probably it's because of him that Kamazu is here tonight. I'm going to play you a song from MXO, because there's something else that's very special coming up soon. And then we're going to be chatting and grooving, because you cannot sit still when you hear this man's music. Of course, it's Nikki B.